That's how we do it at the 7 o'clock hour here on the Road Show. That is America, Why I Love Her from John Wayne, the Duke here. 10 minutes after 7, 23 degrees, clouds in the sky. Your high today around 45, they're saying. Winds currently north at 6 miles an hour. 44% humidity. You got your sunrise this morning at 7:33, sunset 5:51. You can find all that at the website, kerv1230.com. And just check out Dr. Doppler Weather Center. Carrie Burgess also, Dr. Doppler, tells us that we were going to have a few days of potential precipitation today. Maybe light sleet or snow tonight into tomorrow morning. Tomorrow, chance of freezing precipitation, icy roads, and again on Saturday as well. So if you don't have to be out on the roads in it, by all means, do not, okay? So just be safe out there. It's and make sure that you've got everything taken care of at the house, pipes, pets, plants, people, what other peas you need to take care of, get them done here. Let's see. We have got a guest in studio this morning, Kobe Carter. Pull that microphone up to you, Kobe.
Morning.
Good morning to you. How are you?
Doing pretty good. How are you?
Another day in paradise. Are you? Is that mic on? Say something here.
Check.
Yeah. Okay. All right. I guess I need to turn up my feed. Okay. All right. So you've got a new record out called Legends.
Yes, sir.
Tell me about it.
Boy, it was a blast to produce. Had this idea. This is my first album, and went down and produced it with Bobby Flores. And my kind of idea was I want to pay tribute to the legends that have come before me, and there's just a few of them on there. Jody Nix, Jay Cooker, Leon Rausch, and Bobby Flores are on there. Some of my heroes, some of the people that have really helped me out, and got some good songs on there, some old traditionals, and some that just fit. They just pay tribute, and so there's some duets on there.
Really? Okay. All right. So now, do you write?
No, sir.
Okay. You are a fiddle player?
Yes, sir. Fiddle player and singer. And
okay.
So,
how hard is it to play the fiddle and sing at the same time?
<It's> pretty difficult. I'm not the most coordinated person.
Now, my question is can you hit all those lead licks while you're singing?
No, sir.
That's tough.
That's real tough.
Yeah. I've got a son who plays guitar, and I told him one night, after watching him play for 3 or 4 years, I told him one night, I said, you've got a gift that not a lot of guitar players have. He said, what's that? I said, you can rule the neck while you're singing. I said, not a lot of people can function that way.
It's pretty awesome. I can't hardly walk and chew gum at the same time.
Now, you're a young guy. You're 19, right?
Yes, sir.
Uh-huh. And so you picked up the fiddle when?
Picked it up when I was 7 years old. I actually started on piano at 5, and by the time I turned 7, I don't know if I was ready for a change or it wasn't portable enough or what, but told mom and dad I wanted to play the fiddle. Don't have any idea where that idea came from, but that was it. Been
what,
playing ever since.
So was a lot of music in your house growing up?
No, there really wasn't. Mom, she plays a little bit. She was in high school band and stuff like that, but nope, that's pretty much it. I'm about the only one that plays.
Really?
Yes, sir.
That's pretty interesting. That is pretty interesting. The fiddle, huh?
Yes, sir.
Did they look at you like, what's wrong with you, boy?
Yeah, sometimes.
Well, how do they feel about your chosen profession here?
Well, they're as supportive. They're real supportive. I mean, I couldn't ask for better parents. They've stood behind me and hauled me all over the country, and they're just, I mean, they're with me 100%. And so it's kind of the dream, and go chase it.
Did you walk me through it. Did you start playing did you notice that you got pretty good? I mean, did you take lessons, or you teach yourself, or?
I started out, well, a little bit of both. There was a woman there in Portales that we knew that, I guess she used to be in an orchestra or something, so she kind of taught me the basics on how to hold it, how to tune it, stuff like that, and then we got with some teachers and moved on up and started learning more and more, and until we finally, I don't want to say outgrew those teachers, but
right.
they pushed us on to someone else.
Yeah, you get to a certain point where you can't teach anymore.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, yeah, so. I understand that. So did you start playing, going to fiddle contests and things
like
that?
Yep. Won a few fiddle contests. Always went out to Turkey, Texas, Bob Wills days.
Uh-huh.
So some of y'all will be pretty familiar with that. There's a few various contests. That was the big one that everybody really knows. But always hit a few contests and played pretty much anywhere I could. I always loved playing, you know, live music with bands and stuff like that, like dances or whatever, rather than contests. I was never really big in the whole contest scene. I'd rather go put on a show.
Uh-huh.
But
do you have a band?
Yes, sir, I do have a band. It's called 5 Miles West, and in fact, you can look us up on Facebook and stuff like that, but I've got a website as well. It's KobeCarterMusic.com, and that's where we're selling the CD off of that and at live venues, but we do the good old Western swing. So.
Okay. Now, your band, where are they headquartered, here or out there? Or?
Yes, sir. Well, pretty much based out of Amarillo.
Okay.
I've got a couple guys in Amarillo, a couple guys in Portales-Clovis area, and then my other fiddle player is out of Garden City, Kansas. So
wow.
That's about the most central place for us to meet up.
Twin fiddles.
Twin fiddles. Twin fiddles and a steel guitar, upright bass.
Life is good.
Life is real good. I'm loving it. Don't get no better.
So, okay, so steel guitar, no lead guitar licks?
No, sir. Uh-huh. Got a rhythm guitar.
Uh-huh.
But
okay. All right. Twin fiddles and steel guitar. Man. Nothing like seeing a youngster that has a little respect for the whole deal. I want to hear some of this. What do you suggest?
Man, in my opinion, they're all good.
Well, okay. In the Mood, is that the In the Mood?
That's the In the Mood. It's a good old swing song.
Uh-huh.
Bobby is with me on, I believe it's the first track, Texas is Calling Me Home. Or
Somewhere in Texas?
Somewhere out in Texas. It's one of them songs that everybody knows by either title.
Okay. All right. Well, let's play that one. Kobe Carter is our guest in studio this morning. The record is entitled Legends. A young man, 19 years old, from Portales, New Mexico, and hanging out in Texas for a few days.
Yes, sir.
All right. So let's take a listen to it this morning.
Chasing me. Searching for the rainbow's end. Now I know it's waiting in my own backyard. So I'm headed home for Texas once again. And tonight, somewhere out in Texas, there. Texas.
Kobe Carter on the road show this morning somewhere in Texas, along with Bobby Flores. That's good stuff.
Yes, sir.
I guess old Bobby didn't wake up this morning. He must be acting like a rock
sleeping
star.
Sleeping in.
Now, I'll tell you what. He has, to his credit, he has gotten up on several occasions.
Yes, sir.
And driven over here and to be here on the show in the morning. We were talking during the song, and that was excellent, man. That's really
thank you.
That old nice shuffle feel. And
yes, sir.
Great steel guitar. Who's playing steel guitar on this?
Randy Reinhardt.
Randy Reinhardt, okay. All right. Who else did you have on the record?
As far as with me or instrumentalists?
Playing,
or,
yeah.
Jay Cooker was on there and did all the bass. Jim Losberg did drums. Had some horn players. Bobby did a lot of the... I did pretty much all of the fiddle and stuff. Bobby did some of it. Of course, he did all the mixing and stuff like that, production work of it. But he put in some mandolin and a whole bunch of guitar and a lot of the fiddle stuff. So
Bobby's good about that.
Oh man, he's awesome.
Have you ever heard his album that he did with Dickie Overby, the Christmas in Old San Antonio?
I'm not sure if I have or not.
Man, next time you're over at Bobby's. Ask him to break it out and to play Joy to the World.
Okay.
I'll
check it out.
You will dig that.
I can only imagine with them two.
It's 7:22 this morning. Our guest is Kobe Carter. We're going to take a short break, and we come back, and we'll hear some more from Kobe. Stay tuned. Time right now is 7:29. It is time for Big Lester's Music Shack Hit of the Day. You can find it at the website, KERV 1230. We're heading up north today to Ohio, our old buddy Dallas Moore, the Dallas Moore Band, a song where he mentions our old friend Kinky Friedman. This one's entitled Beats All I've Ever Seen.
My drinking buddies, they're the best, wise in all their years. We solve the problems of the world over old guitars and beers. The jobs went south to Mexico, but all the workers wound up here. Don't know why they'd want to leave. Juarez is nice this time of year. Friends turn into strangers, and strangers into friends. This big old rock we're living on just spins and spins and spins. The cowboys still got Romo, and the Japs have got Jim Beam. It's a crazy world we're living in. Beats all I've ever seen. A show with Kinky Friedman, who made all the local news. I brought the biker Jesus Freaks, and old Kinky brought the Jews. Wayne Mills got shot in Nashville by some low-life coward punk. I was up in New York City when I got the news and I got drunk. But that ain't the only murder that we've seen around Music Row. Nashville's big machine killed country music years ago. This big old rock we're living on just spins and spins and spins. The cowboys still got Romo, and the Japs have got Jim Beam. It's a crazy world we're living in. Beats all I've ever seen. The cowboys still got Romo, and the Japs got Jim Beam. It's a crazy world we're living in. Beats all ever seen.
There it is, Big Lester's Music Shack Hit of the Day this morning. That is Dallas Moore, Beats All I've Ever Seen. Big Lester, you guys need to stay warm up there. He said it's minus 10 up at the Hillbilly Hilton this morning with a wind chill of 27 degrees. So he said... That everybody else is gone, and he's getting ready to get down on his hands and knees with a toothbrush and clean the grout in the tile.
Really meant they saw themselves as being real educated.
Where'd that come from? Okay. I don't know what that is. Dublin South FM. Okay. Our guest this morning, Kobe Carter, in studio. And Kobe's got a brand new album out called Legends. Now, how long did it take you to make the record?
Oh, it took... about 6 or 8 months. I'd have to sit and count it up. I I just made a couple trips back and forth, you know, living in Portales. I'd come down a couple weeks and go fly
some in Austin and then go record some in San Antonio and go fly some in Austin and record some in San Antonio with Bobby. And so it took me a couple trips, and Bobby was working on it throughout the whole process, you know. Okay. And so.
So flying, tell me about that.
Oh, man, I'm loving every minute of it. Started that, I guess, around spring break as well. Got a real good friend that's a pilot for Southwest, and he's teaching me to fly. And so just doing that whenever I can, whenever I get a chance, I'm back down here flying. If I'm not working my butt off farming or something, you know. But
what kind of plane are you learning to fly in?
Right now I'm in a Cessna 152. Last time I was down here, he's got a Piper Warrior, and I've kind of been learning in both of them.
Mm-hmm.
But working on my private pilot's license, and then I guess I'll start up through all the endorsements and certifications. So still a pretty new game to me.
So ultimately you want to be a commercial airliner?
That's the pilot goal. Yes, sir.
Wow.
So
you like that, huh?
Yeah, it's so much fun. I can't decide what I like more. I think I probably still like music a little more, but they're both a whole lot of fun.
I used to fly a lot in a former life, and there is nothing about it that I miss anymore.
Yep.
You know, I don't miss going through lines at airports. I don't miss having to get undressed.
Yeah, the pat down.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So we got some ladies that come in. They're with a place here in town called the Dietert Center, and one of the things that they do is they offer these tours. You know, and I am of the opinion that if I can't drive there, I don't need to be there.
Yeah.
That is me. I logged many miles in and out of airports.
Yes, sir.
So the new record here, let's – well, we were talking, I guess, in the first break when the first song that we played, we were talking about singing. You said you didn't start singing until just a couple of years ago.
Yes, sir. It's been about 2 years, maybe a little more than, and It was like pulling teeth for my parents to get me to start singing. I just wanted to play the fiddle. And so I finally got started singing, and kind of the more I started, the more I got used to it, and the more I kind of started to like it and got more confident. And so I love it now.
Did you just start singing? Did you go to a voice coach? What did you do?
You know, I've never had any voice lessons. I've had some tips and pointers from Bobby and stuff like that, but I've never actually had training of any kind on it.
Okay. All right.
So I just kind of did it, I guess.
Yeah. Well, there you go. Ken Garrett says, say hello and want to know what time you were coming in. Well, we'll have to call Ken and tell him he can go listen to the on demand from the website here.
Yes, sir.
All right. Let's play something else from the show. Time 7:35. Kobe Carter is in with us this morning. What are we gonna play?
Let's do That's What I Like About a Country Song. That's got Leon Rausch and Jay Cooker on it. Man, that's a fun song.
Well, that's the one that's queued up right now. Here we go. That's What I Like About a Country Song. The album is Legends. It's Kobe Carter.
I heard someone out poking fun at this country boy and the songs that he sung. Still cracking jokes, he sarcastically implied. Let me guess, your girl's gone and your dog just died. I said, hey, that's what I like about a country song. Where somebody done somebody wrong. Not just something that is understood by those high rollers out in Hollywood. It's about real folks living real life with real problems like an old ex-wife. You agree with the boys and me and sing along.
That's what I like about a country song.
Some like to rock,
some like to roll,
some like it fast and some like it slow. If you're left or right, or right down the middle,
everybody stops to listen when the bow hits a fiddle.
Ooh,
Hot mama's driving to the grocery store.
All the farmers, the doctors, the truckers and the teachers,
the young punks and old drunks, even Church of Christ preachers.
Praise the Lord.
That's what I like about a country song, where somebody done somebody wrong,
not just something that is understood by those high rollers out in Hollywood.
It's about real folks living real life with real problems like a future ex-wife.
You agree with the boys and me and sing along.
That's what I like about.
That's what I like about.
That's what I like about a country song.
Coby Carter, that's what I like about a country song. This is, man, this is a great album. I am digging it. Leon Rausch and Jay Hooker, huh?
Isn't that one fun, man?
Yeah, yeah. How'd you hook up with those guys?
You know, honestly, I don't know. I've known them for quite a while. I don't know if some of the connections were through Bobby. I think I used to play some with the Texas Playboys when they would come to Rio Doso and stuff like that. Larry Scott is the guy that runs the Lincoln County Cowboy Symposium out in Rio Doso, and he kind of got me hooked up initially with the Texas Playboys, and I guess that's kind of where I got to know Leon. I'd always just seen Jake around, like at Bob Wills days and stuff like that, and got to know him, and some great guys, man.
The now, Portales, where is in relationship to, say, Rio Doso? Where is Portales?
It's about three and a half hours back to the northeast. We're pretty much in between Lubbock and Amarillo, north to south, but about 10-15 miles into New Mexico. So we kind of make a triangle.
How far from how far from, say, Tucumcari?
Tucumcari, I don't know how many miles, probably 2.5 hours, 3 hours maybe.
Okay.
So we're kind of in the middle of nowhere.
Okay. All right. Okay. Clovis area?
Yes, sir.
Is that where it is?
Yep.
Okay.
I'm 20 miles south of Clovis.
Okay. Okay. All right. All right. So you've probably been over to Mule Shoe a time or two, haven't you?
Been there a time or two. Yes, sir.
All right. Well, 7:40 in here, our guest this morning, Coby Carter, young man, has put out a new record called Legends, and you know how we do it here. We always like to bring in the youngsters whenever we can and get these guys a little exposure here on the show. If you're just now joining us, you can feel free to go to the website, kerv1230.com, and click on the Texas Roadshow tab, and you can hear a... you hear Roadshow on demand. It'll be up for 24 hours. And what I'll do is I will pull this out and we'll set it up as a podcast on the Texas Roadshow page as well. All right. I want to hear some more. I want to hear In the Mood.
Let's do it.
All right. Cut number 7 here. Let's give it a go.
Thank you.
In the Mood, Coby Carter. The album is entitled Legends. And on the telephone with us this morning, guy who has something to do with this, Bobby Flores. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Gordon. How are you?
Another day in paradise, Daddy-O. How about you?
I'm doing good. Happy New Year to you.
Yeah, you too, man. You too.
It's going to be a great year for us.
Yeah, you guys, let's see, y'all were in Seguin for New Year's this year, right?
Yeah, we were. We had a great time in KC Hall out there, and man, it's a big old place. We had a good crowd, and I had a bunch of friends and family out, and gosh, man, it was a blast. We had a really good time. It was a good way to bring in the new year.
All right. Well, Bobby, tell us a little bit about your take on you produced this album, Legends, with Coby Carter here in the studio. Tell us a little bit about what you had in mind when y'all went into the studio to start putting this thing together.
Gosh, well, we had a blast making that thing, and you know, Kobe's really coming on strong, both as a fiddle player and a singer. So it was a real pleasure to work with him in the studio. He's just quick. He's real quick. So we had a lot of fun together, and he had a real good idea of what he wanted with this project, the songs he wanted on there. And so I just helped him kind of put it all together. We brought the right guys in the studio to play on that as well. You know, the A-Team, of course, you know, Hooker on bass, and Lossberg on drums, Bobby J on drums, and Randy Reinhardt, you know, piano and steel.
Right.
And then we had a blast, as y'all were mentioning, you know, bringing in some of our heroes, you know, Jake, Leon Roush, you know, Jody was on there as well, Jody Nix, and, you know, just we had a great time putting it together, and it was just a lot of fun. And it was a great opportunity to get to work, you know, one-on-one with you know, Coby. And man, he just tore it up on fiddle on some of the songs that we got to feature him on, I'm just real fired up about what he's got going and where he's headed. It's a good direction, and he's a good young man, and it was just a real honor to be a part of that with him.
That's great. Yeah, it's nice to see we've got an influx of youngsters that are carrying on the tradition.
That's a good thing, and I'm real happy that they recognize, you know, music and you know, the good stuff, you know, the country music and Western swing, and it's great to see the younger people come up, you know, singing and playing it and introducing it to the new generations, which is just what we need. I mean, it's great.
Absolutely. Now, you've got something coming up in locally around here in Bandera in February. Tell us about that.
Yeah, that's going to be a really fun Valentine dance. It's called the Black and Red Ball, and it's going to be at a place called the Farm Country Club. And we start at 8 o'clock. I think they've got dinner at 7. And it's benefit Meals on Wheels. They're a large part of that whole event. It's a great organization, as you well know.
Right.
And it's going to be a great dance. Gosh, we're going to have a blast, and I'll have my full band there. And, yeah, so would you like to invite everybody to come out there on February 14th?
All right. Yeah, and I will. I've got a phone number that folks can call to get their tickets for that, and I'll make sure to be putting that out as well.
Okay, cool, man. Thank you. I appreciate that. Hope to see you out there.
All right, Bobby. Now I'll probably see you in Austin, huh? In on the 17th.
Yeah. We'll see you around. That'll be a lot of fun.
Yeah. Absolutely. Okay. All right. Well, Bobby Flores, thanks for being part of the show this morning, man. And thanks for your great work on this album by Coby Carter.
Thank you, man. It's a real pleasure. And I'm glad you guys got to get together this morning. And y'all have fun. I'll be listening in.
All right. Thank you, Bobby Flores. Appreciate you.
Yes, sir. Good morning. Talk to you later.
Bye. All right. Bye-bye. Okay, so that's Bobby Flores here, 7:48 this morning. We're going to – let me go ahead and take care of some things we got to do, and we'll – It is 23 degrees out there, 7:53. All right, we got Coby Carter in here. We got time for one more song, Coby. What's it going to be? Hit that again. I didn't have your mic turned on.
Oh.
Sorry.
No problem. Let's do Lonesome Town. It's just a good old, we kind of put our own spin on it, a good old Ricky Nelson song. We kind of did our own thing with and made it into just a good old country song.
Lonesome Town, Coby Carter on the road show.
cry their troubles away, and they call it Lonesome Town, where the broken hearts stay. You can buy a dream or two to last you all through. A heart full of tears. Going down to Lonesome Town, where the broken hearts stay.
Lonesome Town. Coby Carter, the new album is entitled Legends. Congratulations, son. This is awesome.
Thank you. Thanks for having
good
me
stuff.
In.
Absolutely. The door is always open. All right.
I appreciate
so don't,
it.
Don't be a stranger.
Yes, sir.
And keep us informed. If you got any shows around here, let me know.
Okay.
And we'll tell the folks where you're going to be playing.
Sounds good.
And just stay in touch, all right?
You bet.
Coby Carter, tell me again, where can folks get in touch with you?
I'm on Facebook. You can find me on Facebook. I've got a personal page and a page for my band, Coby Carter and 5 Miles West. And then also I've got a website, and it's CobyCarterMusic.com, and that's C-O-B-Y.
Can they get the CD there?
Yes, sir. All yep, right. You can order it online. It goes through PayPal. I guess you can use PayPal or credit card or anything like that. So.
All right. Very good. Coby Carter, thank you, brother.
Thank you.
And best of luck. Keep doing the good stuff.
Thank you, sir.
All righty. 7:59, it is time for me to say adios.
Amarillo, San Antone, any old place I call my home, I gotta go. I got Texas in my soul. Dallas, Fort Worth, San Angelo, Houston, Austin, or El Paso, I gotta go. I got Texas in my soul. It is there I know my places. I see only smiling faces. And so, partner, the rest of the world's not worth a pound of good old Texas dirt. I gotta go. I got Texas in my soul.